John and Ken Show. John Cobell and Ken Champeau. It's KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
It is KFI.
Welcome. Hey, we got updates today. Remember what happened at Echo Park Lake where they cleared out the homeless encampment? Looks like there's been a big drop in crime already in just that month or so.
We'll hard to believe.
The residents.
Oh, you mean those were criminals living in Echo Park Lake? Wow. What a shock.
Well, criminal activity was certainly occurring.
I thought there were noble people down on their luck.
Huh. And in Los Feliz, a story we covered a few weeks ago, we actually threw a city councilwoman in the dumpster. It looks like now at least one of the local television stations is recognizing that homeless encampment, which apparently is nothing but gang members. That makes it much worse when it comes to the level of crime for people who live in that vicinity.
More criminals.
Well, yeah, we're going to start with criminals. We're going to be welcoming Eric Leonard, NBC4, their I-team. And he's got an update on a story that happened last week in Sherman Oaks.
Yeah, remember the guy who stole the weapon of a police officer and then tried to kill him?
There was a shootout, a gunfight.
Well, they have found out that this suspect has a colorful legal history.
Yeah,
let's put it diplomatically. Eric, how are you?
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So who is this guy? His name's Christopher Camarena. Just remind people what he did and then talk about what his background is.
Yeah, so last week there was an off-duty LAPD officer who works in the mental health evaluation unit, which is part of the group of LAPD officers that's been charged with dealing with a huge amount of the issues dealing with homelessness. And it is a detective-based unit, so these are not officers who would be out on patrol handling radio calls. They have sort of a more nuanced job. And this particular officer, off-duty, lives in Sherman Oaks, and according to what the LAPD told us, he walked into the underground parking garage at his apartment complex and saw one or two people burglarizing his personal car. And as he got closer to the car, he could see that one of the people had put on his department-issued bulletproof vest and appeared to have armed himself with a gun that was found in the car. And the way the department says it, the officer begins some kind of a confrontation, is aimed at with his own gun and shot three times in the chest. And the off-duty officer manages to pull a backup gun or a second gun and fire back, injuring the person who had broken into his car. There's a bit of a foot chase, and within a few minutes, LAPD officers from the Van Nuys station had swarmed the area. They catch the guy with the bullet wound in his leg, and they're able to help the off-duty officer get to the hospital, which is kind of an amazing story all by itself. Most people don't survive being shot three times in the chest, and we're told even in the emergency room, the officer, whose name is Michael Beta, was giving a thumbs up to colleagues. The person that was arrested with the bullet wound in his leg was identified as Christopher Camarena. There's also a couple of other names he goes under. But what we heard within a day or two of his arrest was that there was an interesting situation, legally speaking, that only could have happened in this last year because of COVID, which is that there was a presumption that most people who were being arrested would be released from jail immediately unless there was a specific thing that prosecutors could articulate as to why this person might be dangerous if left out on the streets. And the reason they did that was because of the statewide, there's a thing called the California Judicial Council, which controls all of the court systems and judges, and it said that in the interest of public health, unless you've got somebody really dangerous, the presumption is you let everybody out. This guy was arrested in January of 2020, so before the pandemic health issues arose, because he was caught and accused in criminal charges of beating another person with a metal pipe. And this happened in North Hollywood over at Victory and Whitsitt. And just as that case began to move its way through the court system, the public health emergency happens, and the presumption is to let people out. And for some reason, and we're still trying to figure out why, because that was the pipe bashing was allegedly pretty violent crime. this person was released. And shortly after he was released, according to the Glendale Police Department, its officers found him, allegedly. I'm going to really over-allegedly today, and my apologies in advance.
It's an excess of allegedly.
Allegedly found him with burglar tools coming out of a shed at the back of a business in February of last year. He was arrested. The officers discovered that he was pre-trial for an assault with a deadly weapon case, but he was released again. At that time, it was because of, I believe, pandemic issues. But again, we don't have the court transcript yet. We only can see little indicators of this. And within 3 days of that arrest, he was arrested again by the LA County Sheriff's Department, which is yet to tell us what it was about. But again, he was released from jail again. And so there were these three incidents in fairly short succession within 4 or 5 weeks of one another, and he was out on the streets. Now, at some point in 2020, he was arrested and put back in custody, and it looks like that happened sometime in the May-June timeframe. And he was held at that point for several months. But then in August of 2020, so again, we're still in pandemic health situation jail rules, he was released from jail in order to seek treatment for a drug problem. And it was at some point after that he, one more allegedly, sorry, allegedly walked away from drug treatment and was and disappeared. And was out on the streets, who knows where, until the police tell us he popped up in the apartment complex garage and there was a gunfight with the off-duty officer.
So he hasn't gone to trial for this list of crimes that you have described here? He has still not yet been convicted of any of these things and sentenced?
Correct. As of last report, his next court date was supposed to be May 7th on the pipe bashing allegation from January of 2020. That case has not begun yet. But because of everything that happened in the last week, it may very well be on hold. And in the new criminal charges, which were filed yesterday, the LA County District Attorney's Office has accused him of the attempted murder of a police officer, the armed robbery of the off-duty officer, the use of a gun in that armed robbery, and the infliction of a serious injury during that robbery attempt. And that case has just begun, so clearly no chance of it proceeding as quickly as the others.
It looks like
he's due in court June 1st on that one.
And Gascon is letting his prosecutors file these enhancements.
Well, these are different than probably some of the enhancements that you've been probably discussing, which has to do with George Gascon's philosophical approach, which is different than his predecessors, which is to not file the gun enhancements that would then lead to and not just gun, by the way, it's a bunch of different enhancements, which lead to additional sentencing. In this case, the personal use of a gun and the infliction of an injury are sort of captured within the robbery charge. They are part of it, and it elevates the degree of the robbery, but it is not the enhancements that we would see much more commonly a year ago, the ones that could amplify somebody's sentence from a few years to 10 or 15 years. You're right. That was not filed here. That's not on the table.
All right. Well, having him released over and over again so he doesn't catch COVID led to a near murder of a police officer, not to mention all the other people who he's attacked.
I think that the best way of thinking of it is that the COVID health situation and the resulting rules about who stayed in jail and who didn't were a factor in this case. But it's not necessarily the only reason. So we got to get that transcript. As soon as we do, we'll do some more reporting on it. But right now, it looks like he was the beneficiary of a lot of these systems or rules that were in place in order to try to prevent people from being stuck in jail if it was something minor. In this case, why it applied to him when he was charged with a really violent crime, we just don't know.
Very good, Eric.
And Eric, I feel bad for this police officer, but are they going to look into how he secured his weapon?
Yeah, that's going to be a factor in this. I mean, Chief Michael Moore, when he was out at the scene of the shooting and then yesterday morning during a briefing with the LA Police Commission, mentioned that officers are supposed to not leave loaded guns around, much like the general public. I mean, it is, you are required to keep them secure in a particular way. It isn't exactly different, but it's slightly different for officers, and it does sound like that's going to be a factor in whatever investigation and review of his conduct is done.
All right. Thank you very much, Eric. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Eric Leonard with the I-Team, NBC4, former KFI News reporter with Channel 4 now, and he brought us up to date on what do you think? What do you know? A guy's described, too, as a transient who apparently has committed a number of crimes in the last year but was constantly released. Mm-hmm. Pandemic situation.
Yeah, we don't want him to get sick.
And then he ends up in a garage in Sherman Oaks, and he gets into a police officer's car, takes his weapon, but the police officer comes and sees him doing it, so they had a gun battle.
Well, I'll tell you,
both were shot.
The cop didn't lock his gun in his case. He didn't lock his car. And the doors to the garage weren't locked either, so that's 0 for 3 on locking.
That was a good day for the transient to steal something, but they both got shot. Hopefully, at least the police officer is going to recover. We got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.